to someone else for real this time.
Okay. The Gemara don't know what that Hilchoso. The Gemara says, this is a very interesting deal, okay? The Gemara says Hilchoso. It says, Hilchoso Einim Mekudeshes, meaning the din we just spoke about, the Vahav Ashke Veshadi, is Einim Mekudeshes. The Hilchoso Shiroi Lutzvichi Shuma, which is the Machloikas Rab and Rav Yosef, whether you have to have a Shuma or not. The Hilchoso Rabbi Eliezer, now what's that? That's the din from Dav Ches. That Rabbi Lozer says is actually the modern rosh mod dinner raising the kodesh is v'yashlim. Correct, Rabbi Lozer. The ilk zok rova merav Nachman. What's rova merav Nachman? The din the money inkan mashkan inkan. Now here the Gemara says three halachas besides the first one of the ilk zok in the kodesh, which was the that was the, what the sugi was talking about. And then it goes back. To say three other ones. Oh, it's the same. It's just as bad, you say? Yeah, then they go back to say three other ones. And the three other ones that it mentions here is very interesting. The first halacha, it tells you the din, Shirar Lachichi Shuma. The next two halachas, it says, Hilkasuk Rebelaz, Hilkasuk Rav Amar Nachman. Why didn't it say in the first one, Hilkasuk Rabba? Whichever it was over there, Rabba, Rav Yosef, the one who holds. The one who holds Leitzich Yishuma. Over there it doesn't mention the name, it just mentions the din. And by the other two halachas, it tells you the name. What's the Gemara switching like that for? So Tosfos, based on this diak, says an interesting thing. See, look in the middle of Tosfos, the middle of the Hilchasa, where he says Miu. Miu is the first word in the line. Miu is the first word in the line. It says Miu Kasha. A milo come of the hook took a bus with the rabble. Kid Omar Lok Rabbalaz, if Hilkus took a rabble, Merv Nachman. So it's this kasha. Why did the Gemara say Lok the rabble? The same way the Gemara said Lok the rabble and Lok the rabble. Oi, but a minute time, the also lash mean on the Davka Shirai with the Lord Tzvichi Shuma. He's a shame sing Yadua Ksat. Ben Regina with Ois Boy called Kach. About Shah Dvarim, because when Avonim Toibus Magolia, Shaye Shainim Toibus, Elamat, who were given with Ois Bahar Be Yosim Shab Yom, Shrihi Shuma. Mishim Tulosam Kadaito, right? With the Fichak Nogo Oilam, the Kaddish with the Bash, Shain Ba'evin. This is the way it comes from the Din, the Minog, the Din, the Minog, the Kaddish with the Bash, so there's no rack on it. Because Taisa says, why did the Gemara just say Allah Karabba? Because the Gemara wants to know it's not so posh, it depends on what you're talking about. By Shiroi, Taisa says the Metzias is the basic value is known. So we're not so choshish that she has a smichas das on something which is worth a lot more, and it's really not worth that. But by stones, which a real one could be worth thousands and a fake one could be worth hundreds, right? So then we have a chash, and there's a smichas das from Tzad Isha, that she thinks it's a real rock.
Even though there are different levels of
Shirai, in general, I guess.
It's not that great.
Right. Shams in Yadua Ktsat, you're not going to be off by that much on Shirai. But by a bottom type, you could be off by very much. So he says, that's why you can't be, we're not Makadish with such stones. Only to Bash, in by heaven. Very good. Yeah, you hear it. And that's the Deacon Gemara. They didn't just say, look, a rabba completely. It depends on what the issue is. By Shirai, and a Kanami, look, a rabba. But if it's something like a rock, it makes a big difference. What? You hear that, V?
I think it's a very, very difficult rock. I'm saying, like, That din
would
teach me only about
Shirai?
I guess
so, yeah.
It wasn't an example? Wasn't
you mean in the Gemara itself? No, so it could be...
Otherwise,
yeah, I'm not sure. It could be in the Gemara itself. What was the case of the Gemara itself? Right, who gave the Akdash B'Shirai? Yes, I'm not sure. It could be Tosfos means, yeah, the whole discussion where was there was that on that case. Who gave the Akdash B'Shirai?
Yeah.
The Nechi Nami, he's talking about the precious stone. That is a different Metzias. Or it could be the place just means to say that in a Kanami, in a Machoikus Rabbi Rav Yosef, what?
Something like Shirai?
Yeah, or something that falls into the category of Shirai. Or he means to say that, or he could, alternatively, he could mean to say that in a Kanami, Rabbi himself holds Loitzi Cheshuma period. He's just saying to us that we are Choshish LaHalacha when it comes to this. Not that that's not necessarily that's what Rabban meant. I'm not sure which one he means exactly. Yeah. Anyway, very interesting. Okay, in the Kudet, look at the Ayin, second half of Taisus. Okay. Right. Tony Rabban Mishnah Kate, so I cost the Alan Karis Abbeach and Bashama put a bit from a Kadashus Lee, a bit from the Uresses Lee, bit from the Lee into Harry's on the Kadashas. Why did the price of Dafka hop on to a non Bulgaris? You want to teach within the Mishnah? Teach within the Mishnah, you can buy Bulgaris. Why did Dafka hop on to the, you're writing it to the father? So, the Machne says the Teretz. Good old Machne. But let's hear a little bit right to the Gemara so we can understand the Machne's Teretz. Maskel, Reb Zeir Ben Mamo, Allah is Dami Ashtar, the Shtar is Bini. This Shtar is not going to a Shtar is Bini. Hasam Meicher Koytim Lo Yisadim Mechur Lach. Five Shtar is Bini, the Meicher writes to the Lekayach, my field is sold to you, and he gives it to him. Hach, Abal Koytim Bitzum HaKadashas Li. Here the husband's writing Bitzum HaKadashas Li. Over here, the husband's not the machne, the husband's the koine. So it's happening in reverse. It's happening in reverse. Dr. Rashi, if it's happening, what's the Gemara's kasha? Rashi, the star is bini. Uminolon, the chiyai gav, nevi shtaro. Who told you that a star works like that? I understand that such a thing as star kedushin. But, mechatesi, it should work the exact opposite of how shtaros normally work. Nowadays you can write a star in the wrong, in what seemingly is the wrong direction. So I'm a rabba. The answer is toss him in the end of the krav, hock him in the end of the krav. Toss him sib and mocker me achuz astoy bim boicher tolu rechmano. Hock him sib geek up the baal tolu rechmano. So that's why over there the mocker writes it, over here the baal writes it. Directing a mother, hock him not make sib sotin for kesef yikinu, which is going on the koineh. So Kari Be Yaklu, you can read it Yaklu, that is going on the Machne. Directing a Mora, my time, Kari Be Yaklu, Mishum Dichtiv Amachar. Why did you change Yiknu to Yaklu? Because you had the Hakra of the other Pasik that said Amachar Machuz Asai. So you understood that Yiknu must really be Yaklu. So Akhenami, so same thing by Kedushin, Kari Be Kiyakach, you should say Kiyakach. Dichtiv is Vitin Asad Lish Hazeh. As Vitin Asad Lish Hazeh goes on the Father, goes on the Machne. So just like you, by Mechira, You had a reason to change the pasuk. But you also have a reason to change the pasuk. As we just said, that means the machne, the father gave her over. So you should change the. So maybe the father should write the shtar and change kiyakach to kiyakach. Elamarava, yeah, that's the kasha. Now, before we see Rava, the machne says that that's why the brisa of above dafka chapt on. To Ditcha, because the Bryce is saying that the din is the husband writes the shtar. Why? What's the sad to say that the father should write the shtar? I mean, I give it away already. What's the sad to say that the Isha should write the shtar? The positive is the Isha should write the shtar, which means the sad to say the Isha should write the shtar is based on the pasuk which is talking about the case of a father, which is not a begeret. Yeah? So the bright is coming back in a case like that to tell you no. You should know the Baal writes it. Fish, meaning when you're talking about an issue with a begeret, so it could be it's even more partial that the Baal should write it. So the bright is Dafka saying a case where it's a father. And we have a pasuk that's written in the Sat Israel, which is mashma according to the Gemara, that it's mitzad the mach the father. And I thought, Pichin, you should know the business husband writes it. That's what the price of Dafka kept on to that case. Yishmak. Okay. But that's the question. How do you know which direction to take it in? Why is this any different than Shtar's Bini? So, Elo, Amarava, Yukas, Nidu, Basmichara, Barnakroy, Enachinami, you're right. From the Pesukim itself, we do not have a Makriya, because, like the Gemara is saying, you could go in either direction. So, what we really have is the Lachma Bashim Sinai, and the Pesukim here are its Makris. That's one Teret. Boy, say ma. Over there, by Shtar's Bini, we have another pasuk which weighs down, right? That it's going dafka on the makne.
Why?
How do you know that? Because what?
Why wouldn't it just be kafish, right?
Which one?
And you're proving that the Baal is the one who writes the right?
Yeah.
Mikita, right?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why can't there just be Kita? You're making like anything. You sell something, so you take me. I sell you my pen,
yeah.
So when you take the pen, I'm telling you to take it.
Yeah, but
You still have an active role. You still have an active role. You're
still taking it. But the puzzle could have said, when she gets like umbakamak was also the pasuk going on the meicher. There's always a meicher and a kainah. But why is the pasuk at one place madgish that one and the other place madgish that one? Huh?
Doesn't say anything about
ki yikach yishish. Should have said ki yakach yishalish. Ki yakach yishalish. Or ki umbakamak was also when she gives herself over. By the sod it says the meicher is giving it over. Over here it says the kainah is taking it. Could have said it the other direction. We have other reasons why I can't say the other direction. We have a lot of halachas.
Why is that true?
It's talking about star. It's talking about
where the
field is going. Why is that? It's talking about star. You're right. It's talking about star. It's talking about kedusha. And star is one of the ways of making kedusha.
But I don't understand why that.
Which one are you asking about?
Maybe
yeah. Yeah. They asked this kasha that star is not learned out from Kiyika.
You said the action is taking. Star has to be something with respect to taking, but the action taking is body. It couldn't be different
from the
star.
The rhythm is.
Right, but again, I learned in German. Who's acting
here? Who's the one who's doing whatever
action
he does? Yeah. But that's what I was
saying. You're saying
you separate
one, I separate two. Why
are you saying
he's
working code?
Okay, the way he's
recording,
by someone else doing something.
So the
Ritter
says like this. The
Ritter,
he doesn't ask exactly like that. He
asks worse. It's a good question. I mean, by meaning, it does work out. Right, you are being Kone, the guy
feels
that
he's
the one.
So that's right. But Bazini says Machamet is open.
Right, but still you see that that someone could be Kone something.
Yeah.
Without having to actually affect
him. Yeah, that is Kone. Yeah, but why is the Torah being Madgishim and not the other side?
Right.
Why is the Torah in one place being Madgish one side and the other place being Madgish the other side? Yeah, we learned a lot of halachas in there, but we also learned this. He says like this. The Ritva asks. He asks a little bit different, but he says, "Can yikach ishisha soma kedusha kesef?" We don't learn star from that. It's similar to how you asked, but it might be a similar teretz. So we don't learn star from that pasuk. Star is from the pasuk by Gerushin. We got to vayisli yishach. And nothing to do with the pasuk yikach. That's the Ritva asked that kasha. He says, "Did even know that's true?" Eker lishn the yikach ish mashma ki yikne isha b'chol inin sheyehei. Whatever you're talking about, kesef, shtar, bia, the Torah is saying the ish is doing the taking. Umidiyuk of the pasuk dekra naktinin, and from the diyuk of the pashas of the pasuk we take out. The Kenyan Zebul Keach Tali Rachmano. This Kenyan, the Torah, is putting on the Keach, the one who's taking. Whether it's Star, whether it's Kesef. Which is like I said, like the halachas we learned before. She can't give over the Kesef. she can't. But the Mishnah is saying is just like we learned from this pasuk, she can't come up with the kesef. We also learned from this pasuk, she can't come up with the shtar. It all, the whole kedusha has to come from him. We have to be taken up from kiyikach. If not for the other pasuk, it's be the shtar. It's there. That's why the Gemara is a whole back and forth. But from the pasuk kiyikach alone, the Mishnah is saying that just like my kesef, we learned previously in the Gemara, she can't give him the kesef. Why not? Why not? Kiyikach. Similar thing. Even by Shna, you see the Kedusha in general is harder to put on him. So, as opposed to over there, Mokham Nachu Zosri. Saying he's asking it more of Derek what Eli's asking, but I think it answers also what Eli was asking, meaning that's cool for the Pasuk saying by Kedusha. Has to come inside him, that's what it's saying. A kabbalah, but that. Wow. Yeah, in a kenami, shtar is a little bit, but that's what it means. It doesn't matter.
But Gerishin, she's being my friend herself, and he's forgiving
her. Oh, we'll get to Gerishin in a minute. Oh, hold on. Yeah, we're going to bring in and get soon. But, okay, that's what it says. So, and then the second, so one teretz is halacha mishum Sinai, the second teretz is that by shtar is meaning we have an additional pasuk of Hekach Sefer Mikna, which overrides and tells you that it really is coming mitzad. The mark there, because if you look up the pasuk Hekach Sefer Mikna in Sefer Yirmiyah, it's clear from what happened over there that the Moicher was given over the shtar to the Lokayach. I am Shom in Sefer Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Beis. Anybody know the story? I didn't look it up. Yirmiyah bought something from Hanamel, you know this, no?
There's hope
at the end. Yeah, that's the chat. Nevi,
made a whole big,
Hashem told Yemiel to buy land from Hanamel to show that there will be
put in a jar.
Yeah. I'm going to come back. Because he was the one saying about the Chorban all the time. So he said, very nice. You have to know Nach. See that? Okay. Where?
Right.
Rising famous Novishir. Okay, Gabaldi. Fine. Very good. Very good. Now, very good. So that's the raya, because Yirmiyahu was the buyer, and it says ve'ekach. Yeah, Yirmiyahu was the buyer. It says ve'ekach. I took it, which means the meicher writes it to the lokeach. Okay, fine. Very good. Now, zok toisus. What was the gemara's kash originally? Let's go back. No, what was the gemara's kash originally? How could you have a star that differs from the star as Bini? The star that we know, how it works, the Meicher gives it to the Lokeach. Where are you getting the star from that's a different kind of star? So Zog Toysus, Halo Domi Ashtoro. So Toysus is bothered by Akasha. If the Gemara was bothered by that question, if it bothered the Gemara that this star is going off the normal way of making a star, why did the Gemara ask from star as Bini? The Gemara should have asked better. The Gemara should have asked from Get. Shtar conditions learned out from Get. So Gemara should have asked. It's totally different than Get. Get the Machner writes it, and here the Kain is writing it. That, why didn't the Gemara ask that kasha?
Get the Machner writing.
Yeah.
He's
giving her back to herself, and here he's taking her. That's what bothered Toysus. So Zog Toysus was, when they get what Yochalak says, no, the Gemara couldn't have asked that question. Why? The B'tzadeh Kadab Tomi Shapur to get, the Ma get the Baal Koysvay. If the Bez in the Bach takes out, I think, no? What does Toysus mean? Enechinami, and get it's the Makna, and inclusion is the Koine. But the Gemara is not going to ask that Kasha, because Toysus and they're both the Baal. So if you'd ask me that Kasha, I'd answer you, sure, one's the Makna, one's the Koine, but they're both the Baal. So it's not different than Get. At least copy that, it's not different than Get. So that's why the Gemara didn't ask that Kasha. Ad Kan Divya Toysus. And the Kanami, but we could say that which we learn out from there is that the Baal writes no matter what. Who says we have to learn out from there? Maybe not. Yeah, okay. So I'm saying there's different variables. In every get and every condition, there's a Makna Koine, there's a Baal and an Isha. So you're right. Clapping the variable of Makna Koine, it differs. But at least, but what the thing is, but at least since Bitsat Echot, clapping the variable of whether it's the Baal or the Isha, it is the same. So that would have been enough of, meaning that would have been enough of a terrorist if the Gemara wasn't bothered by that kasha. That's what the Gemara went on to a better kasha. And at least it explains why the Gemara went on to a better kasha. Mishnah is beanie, it's bechlav in them. That you can hear. Yeah, Ad kind of your toys is very nice. Next toys was Tokus and Ninu. Taima. Came and Tokus and Ninu, Lomali Kra, the Beyot of Isa, Shesha Nikos Mishnah. Let's talk about this for a moment. What bothered Tyson? What's his kasha? True. Oh, so. Who? Oh, one second. All right, so this is. Excuse me, Mr. Khwaz. Who needs the pasuk of the Yosef Haisa to teach you that you need the shtar?
The new star.
And where does it say that you do use it, that you need it for that?
Well, the level two, I do that. Are you affected?
Yeah, in Echanami.
So then I would say,
well, true, but where does it say that we use the devices to teach me I need a star? So Tyson Kasher is on the Pasuk or on the Gemara? It's on the Drasha? What's he asking on? If I had to ask you, what is he asking on? Is he asking on the drush of a Yosef Ahaisa, or is he asking on the Gemara of Ham and Alice?
Lomikra,
he's asking on the drusha.
Yeah.
On the drusha. What do you need such a drusha for? Oh. So Zuck to Pnei Yeshua. If that place is kasha, it's not a kasha. Because if you turned on the base, if you did the Gemara at the top of a base, I understand why you need the drusha. How do you know that you need a... How do you know that that you need the Shema for Shtar Kedushin? Answer is Yotze Vaisa. That's not a kasha why I need the drasha. And Echanami, from that loch I see Shtar works. I don't need the Yotze Vaisa for that. You're right. But I still need the Yotze Vaisa. I learned other halachas out of it. And one of them is in five lines from now. The din of the Shema I learned from Yotze Vaisa. I don't know that from the loch Lomosh Mishinai. Dr. Peshua, you're right. That's not what Tosis is meant to ask. The nusach you used at first was the right nusach. He didn't need to ask what did the drasha for. I know why he did the drasha. But why did the Gemara and Dapei tell us that this drasha is the mucker for Shtar Kedushin? That's what bothered him. It's kasha the Gemara and Dapei. Yeah, very good. That's what Peshua said. Yeah?
The Gemara says it.
Now,
the Gemara doesn't say
the Gemara uses before. The drasha.
No, the Gemara says that it's a rachel mushri sunai. But if you use,
because
you still need the
public
as a smock.
No, no, no. The Gemara says. Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right.
So what do you mean? Why do you need it?
No, no. What do you need? You don't need a public for a smock. The smock is something that happens afterwards. What do you need the public? Meaning, the Gemara says the way you know Shtar Kedushin is from Yosef Haisa. But the Gemara says it's not true. There's no Melech Mishum in Sinai.
But
the smachta
is still
learned out. Yeah, but
the smachta
means
that why
did he
need
a smachta? I understand, but
why
what's the source?
The source of way knowing.
The Gemara that they said that's the source for Shtar Kedushin.
It's not the source. I understand.
Whatever his smachta accomplishes.
You have to put tefillin on, right?
It's not clear what his smachta accomplishes.
You have to put tefillin on, that it's black, that it's square.
Yeah, so.
Right?
Yeah.
You saw the
puzzle,
you put it on.
Yeah, but here
that luck is.
Yeah, but
he
had that
luck
is. Yeah, but he had that luck is tell you to.
Well, it's both. It's together.
Star. No. He had that luck is tell you to the star. Here the look is telling that
we also discussed the fact. Just because the Lachman was tells you how you can affect star, how it's meant to be done, doesn't necessarily mean that without the pasuk.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you might not know. You might, that's how we.
I go to they go together. Hand
said, the answer might be because Lachman Shimon just said, you know, now that it happens a lot, oh, it's still a great example. If you cross the level, it has to be black and square and everything, doesn't mean I don't deposit it, I don't like knowing. I don't know what he's doing. What does it look like? How do you make it?
Yeah.
What do we
hear?
Even though you can
say it's right a star. Who does? Yeah, it's not.
I think it's closer to.
I mean, yeah. Who does it? Okay, but over here the halacha is. Over here, what does the halacha say? Halacha says if you want to get married, write a the husband should write a shtar. Or if you want to, sell a field, the whatever should write a shtar. The moichin. You're asking on the Gemara. What you're asking is the kashon on the Gemara, not the Tosfos. You're asking on the Gemara. You're asking why the Gemara say Hilchos Dinu Vasmechinu Rabbanan Akroy. Gemara should have said the Pesukim are teaching us the Dinu Shtar, and the Hilchos are telling us who writes it. You're asking on the Gemara itself. Why the Gemara quote and smach them? Gemara, that's what you guys are asking, really, because you're really saying, what do you mean? Like Tefillin, you have a Dinu Mitzvah. If you compare it to Tefillin, then that's really what you're asking. Yeah, I'm missing the third of what to do, and then they're looking at telling you how to do it.
That's
so why did the Gemara call them a smach?
You can't have both ways, right?
Yeah, you're asking on the Gemara, that's what I mean.
Right,
they're
going to
both ways. They're going to smile when that's the sword. What I'm saying is, Tefillin is what I'm filling. And there's a lachas about what they are, how they look like. Here, once the lachas tells you, what the lachas saying? Well, what is the lachas saying? By Tefillin, the lachas never says what I'm filling. You have to first know about Tefillin, and then... Here the lachas saying the Baal should write the shtar. What does it say that? That means it's a shtar. It's not. It's saying much. I don't understand the Gemara. Why the Gemara calls it a smach? It's a good aura. It's a good aura. I'm saying it's the aura on the Gemara itself. What you're saying? It's the aura on the Gemara itself. It's why the Gemara calls it a smach. The Gemara should have said there's the din and there's how to do it. Oh, one second. No, that's what Gemara means. That is the Asmach. The Asmach is who writes it. That is what the Gemara means. The Gemara means Hilchos Dinu, who writes it, and the Pesukim which we brought about who writes it are Asmach.
Correct.
On that, you still want to sign a true, but the Asmach didn't that there is a Shtar. It's a possible advice.
Right.
Yeah, but on that basis, on that, when Yeshua understood, again, do you want to say, if Yeshua is saying, I was going to mean the Dodge Rush at all, we need the Dodge of other things, he just means, why did the Gemara say that is the Mokka? On that, you guys want to answer, no. Gemara said that's the Mokka because that is the Mokka. The Hilchos is not the Mokka. The Hilchos just had to do it. Yes, you're right. You have to explain why. No, he's just saying it can't be Thursday meant to ask, we don't need the drush at all. You see, in the Testament days, we need the drush. Chayitz is meant to ask, how can the Gemara Davei say that this drush is the mucker, if the lach is the mucker? That's what explains the kasha place. You guys want to answer the kasha place by saying, no, the advice is still the mucker. This is just discussion in details of how it's done. So you guys kind of... No, because once the halacha says this is how it's done, it also means that there's a shtar. So y'all say no. You see, I'm filling out that way. That's what he's saying. So yeah, right. Okay. Why is it different than filling? That's the kasha. A little bit more. It's a little more in your face. Yeah. Fill in the description of something you already know here. I'm telling you, the Baal writes a shtar, that means it's a shtar. What do you want from me? You know, if the Lach B'Shanel says there's something called a black box, and this, that, whatever that Lach is saying, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, I need to punch it. Or in Sukkah, the Lach B'Shanel says good talking, and it says these different things, but okay. You got to tell me it's in the Sukkah.
You already have a whole studio of who says, who gives, who everything, right?
Yeah.
So we know that when it comes to Kiddushin, the Baal is ready to act on this. Now when you see the Baal writes the star, all you really are telling me is that the star works.
Yeah.
The Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just putting out
that's the card. That's what you guys are saying. That's what Kharaj has to say, yeah. It's a good aura, I hear. That's what we have to say. Over here, when you say the halacha, even though you're right, the halacha is not, the halacha is who should write it. But who should write it means write it. Mashenka in other places like Sukkah or Tefillin. Yeah, the halacha is a description of the different halachas, but it's not telling you what to do exactly. I need the pasuk to tell me that. The halacha didn't tell me that. The halacha just told me what to be kosher al yadav. Black and square and whatever. Black and square, whatever, is not enough. Mashenka over here, yeah, let's look at the pshat. You hear? Very good. Mashenka over here, no, if the halacha is saying the bower is the shtar, that. So I already know, you can be a guy with a star, there's nothing more to talk about. I don't need your advice to teach me that anymore. Yes, yeah, Zev, I'm asking. It's a good order what Elio was saying. That's you guys were tiny in no time. Okay, very good. I'm asking. Very good. But that's the kasha, okay? That's what Ishu says the kasha is. And the Tzaret, Yishloimar, the star mecha l'chud abiyo, because the Tzaret says because of this problem, he says you're right. That which the Gemara said Hilchasa, it didn't mean the Kiddushin is Hilchasa. It meant only the Shtar Mecher is the Hilchasa. But Shtar Kiddushin not going to be, Ki Yikach, the Baal Kois, right? And the Shtar Kiddushin is not Hilchasa. The Hilchasa is the Shtar Mecher. The Shtar Kiddushin is not the Shtar Kiddushin we learn out from Yotav HaHaisa. And we learn from Ki Yikach, but the Baal writes that the word Hilchasa was not going on the Shtar Kiddushin part, it's only going on the Shtar Mecher part, the Zehu. Then Taisa says these words, V'dami l'mecher. Keep those words for a minute. We have a God become Yilchasa Ninu, L'shin Rabim, Lavitur Bayakoi. It doesn't go on both. Okay, Agav Nashkam, Rishma, Eskusim, Dukamar, Haikra, Bayilchasa. Okay, Taisa says the word Ninu, Lavdafka, fine. What are the words V'dami l'mecher doing over here? What are those words, add V'dami l'mecher? I don't know, what did he say? Shtar Kedushin Napkin Mekinkach the Baal Kois, right? I learned out, Kedushin is nothing to do with Hilchasah. Kedushin learned that from the Pesukim. The Tzomil of Mecha, that what? That the Baal writes it just like a Mecher. That's true. The Baal writes it, no, it's not true. It's the opposite of Mecher. The Baal is the Koin, the Mecher and the Machle write. What's the Tzomil of Mecha become? The Zokta Rishaj, these two words, the Tzomil of Mecha. Yeah, but it's not like the Mecher.
No, another way.
It can be done with the Shtar B'chlal. Okay,
it doesn't make sense.
Why did you have to say it for?
It's weird to be there, but I'm
you're right, there's a Shtar by Mecher.
How could you learn it out of Mecher? Because it's similar to Mecher in that major way.
No, but we don't learn it out. We're not learning it from Mecher. We're not learning it from Mecher. We learn these. Shtar Mecher lo kara biyom. Shtar Kiddush Napkin Miki Yikach the Baal Kois.
But the
Work
in different ways.
And we both have noses.
Yeah, they do. So we both from the human race.
Right. What does it do with anything?
No, everyone
will know. So Dr. Rashash, this is what Rashash says. Dr. Rashash, these words don't belong here. These words are misplaced. These two words done in the Mecca have no business over here. They really belong, Zokta Rishash, at the end of the previous Tosfos. At the end of even those where it says, Dema get a Baal Koitzvoi, you have to add in the words, V'domi l'mecher. Now what's Rishash talking about? I mean, I understand why he took the words out of the bottom Tosfos, but what's he putting them into the top Tosfos? Well, what's got to do with over there? So let's read the top Tosfos again. Hol Domi Hashtar. The Gemara was bothered by Akasha. The Shtar Kedushin is not going with the Shtar Zvini. And Toysa was bothered, we wanted to come out and ask from Get. And Toysa answered, may Get, Lo Yochlak Shoyz, there was no Kasha from Get. The Betzad Echa Domi Shafel again, because it is comparable to Get in one aspect. The Maget, the Baal Kedushin, because both by Get and by Shtar Kedushin, the Baal writes. And now let's add in Rishash's words, V'domi L'mechim. So now what does it mean?
Get is the Mecca.
Now what is Get the Mecca have to do with anything? Yeah, why do we need that?
You would have thought that you could learn because of the similarity You would have thought that you could learn that that the star Kedushin is different.
You
need it from another star. So he said, why can't you learn it from Geb? Why did you have to go learn it from Mecca?
Why couldn't you ask him again?
Why did you ask
him again?
Why
did you
ask him again?
So just because it is God's domain to get in one way.
Yeah.
That's such his answer. Okay. That's his answer. It is domain to get in one way. That the Baal writes in both. Vid domain to Mecca. And get domain to Mecca. What's that last part adding? Right, true. What did that add in? What does that help me? That happens to be true. What does that do with anything?
Why even more? You wouldn't. Question,
the right
more
you learn what? Learn Kedushin from?
You want to learn now that Kedushin is different. It's also a star, but it's different.
Right.
So I want to learn it from Geb. I don't learn it from Geb because Geb is also written by the Baal.
Right. That's what we couldn't ask. No, that's what we couldn't ask anything.
Yeah, but the reason why you would have thought that you could have is because it's similar to Mecha.
So, love it. I'm not sure what you're saying.
If it wasn't similar to Mecha, why would you even think that you would learn it from there? You need something different altogether. Yeah, this is also the Baal doing it. It has to have a start to it that makes a difference. Because you have the Baal doing both. So, why would you think you're going to look at it?
No. Tell you that, Kasha. I'm not sure. I'm going to tell you what Shah says. You told me
something. I'm sure like Vegas is
or something. No, that's it. It's not. It could be you saying it. I'm not sure. Wait a minute, Shah says it like this. Again, what do you need these words for Dhamma Mecca? At the end of the time, he's saying it gets similar to Mecca. So, it's true. We're not doing anything. That's nothing about the point of place. If there it is, Tois is saying, Gemara asks, how can Kedushin be different than Star's Vini? Like Rashi says, who told you? It's unprecedented. Such a thing as a star. The coiner writes it. Frank Tois says, why ask from Star's Vini? Ask from Get. How can you make Star's Vini different than Get? Learn from Get. How can you make it different than Get? Get's the machna, here's the coin, how could it be? So Tois says, that kash the Gemara didn't ask, because that kash is answerable. By saying what? They're both the Baal. But that kash didn't bother the Gemara. What kash did bother the Gemara? How can you have this unprecedented Star Kedushin that's different than Star's Vini? That's what Kasha was. So at that point, you could ask yourself, what do you mean? The answer is because of Get. It's not unprecedented. Because it's just like Get. Get the Baal writes it. The Kedushin the Baal writes it. So why are you calling it unprecedented for? On that, so at this stage, Tyson is going to ask the question. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? What did bother the Gemara? Once Tyson explains to you why the Gemara wasn't bothered by the Get Kasha, there's a mukum to ask, so then what did bother the Gemara? Why is Gemara calling the Shtar unprecedented? Because not normally Shtar is Bini. It's precedented in Get. Zuck Tyson at the very end, no. Because Get's also Dermot the Mech. Which means Kedushin is still unprecedented. Because the only precedent we have in Torah is that the Matzah is writing the Shtar. You're right. I'm not going to ask why is Kedushin different than Get because they're both the Baal. But I can ask that to have a coin that writes a Shtar is unprecedented. What right do I have to ask that? Because Mecha is not that way. And Get's also not that way. Get's also the Machne. That's what he means with Domi the Mecha. Is that what you say? Oh, okay, fine, good. I wasn't sure. Very good. Yeah, that's the shot. Without the Domi the Mecha, you would have said, that doesn't mean learn it out from there. Without the Domi the Mecha, maybe you would have said, I don't know, what's bothering the Gemara so much? It's not like Star's Beanie, so it's not like Star's Beanie. Who's it that has to be? If we learned out from this. If I said the Baal writes it there, the Baal writes it here, finished. So he says, no, because Get also going with the Mecha, which means the only precedent we have in the Torah is that the Machna writes Star's. And therefore, you still have to address the problem of how all of a sudden you can have a coin of writing Star. That's it. That's the words belong. One more Nekuda before we finish off. Is that there's a simple problem that we said before. Before I told you that the B'nai Yeshua, himself asked this Kasha. Before I told you, the B'nai Yeshua says, Tois, the original Kasha, was not, you don't need the Drosha. It was, Tois Kasha was on the Gemara, and that's, hey, why are you saying that the Drosha is the Mokka? But the Torah should we know we need. How do we know we need it? From other days. So Zog Pnei Yeshua, but what's the Hemshech of Divrei HaTorah? What does Torah say after that? It's Ach Kosher. The Lukhamon Gabi Stodek Aboy Minayin Shniknus Pishtar Va'aisi Kodek Tzib Ekach Hasef Ramikno Toi Tzadav and Lukasho. Oh, we hear the Gemara is saying Hilchasa. And I just got to tell you Hilchasa goes on what? On the Shtar Mechirim. And yet the Gemara over there brings the Pasuk Ekach Hasef Ramikno Shamir Shlaima the Kevin who crawled all the elements of the Kabbalah in Lahakbis Bekach. So the Territ is, you're right. But over there, it's only from the Navi, so it's only from the Navi. It's not so schwer, it's just called the Hilchasa and still the Pasuk in Navi. And even the Pasuk in Chumash, the wise men are bringing, what is he asking, Tait? What is he asking? If Tait is like this now, you ready? If Tait is asking what we said he was asking before, he's not asking on that the Pasuk's extra. He's asking on why does Gemara bring the Pasuk? If that's what Tosfos is asking, so what did it from Navi? Still, why did Gemara bring that Pasuk? Gemara should have said Ilchasa. But if Tosfos is asking that the Pasuk is unnecessary, so then you can understand Tosfos' Teretz. It's the Pasuk in Navi, it's not so shrek, because sometimes the Navi repeats things which we already know from the Chumash. So in the second half of Tosfos, it's Mochruch. He's not asking a kasha of why did Gemara bring the Joshua. He's asking a kasha of what you need the Pasuk for the Chlau. You see what we just said in the first part of the book. They sure leave the Torahim. I saw it brought down in the Green Monster over there, and the Oyster Mepharshim, from somebody who said, yeah, in the Chanami, it's two different kashas totally. And they sure held it's Shver, but he said, no, that's the Pshat, it's two different kashas totally. The first kasha is the kasha of why the Gemara needs a Pasuk, and the second kasha is the kasha of why is there a Pasuk. And that Mamela then you can understand both parts of Tosfos. But they sure held that the kasha should be the same. And that's why he leaves them at Tonachi and the Kurds are not the same. So if you want to see Pnei Yeshua inside, you should check it out. Very good, Shkoyach. Okay, Khan, shmit the kasha.